Hello, good people! Welcome to our show!
Hello, bad people! Welcome to our show! Anyway, Kelly, I'm so excited to get you back. Let me know about your background, experience, because I love to learn from you, because you are a real practitioner. You're not just an expert who can share about TikTok or Instagram, but you do what you preach. Let our audience know more about you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. So I am a video marketing social media strategist. I teach businesses how to use TikTok and Instagram and how to use video to have brand awareness, build an online community, and generate leads. I've actually been online since 2016. And I just kind of started back then, like everybody else, trying to figure out what was going on with social media. And it's been a journey ever since. Of now, I just focus all on video, teaching people video, and it's been really a really cool journey.
Yeah, nice. I like your TikTok account. I know you, post a lot, you know, very valuable content. You can motivate, encourage others. And today I'm so excited to post a lot more video content, because we found it's quite difficult today to get organic reach with SEO, especially in AI era, but in video marketing, it works great. I remember a few years ago, many B2B brands say that TikTok is only for youngsters. It doesn't help big companies, B2B, but today I can see that almost all these companies post content on TikTok. Can you tell about finding the right goals? I mean, like, for me, it's tough to sell on TikTok. And I know some experts can ignore this channel because it's tough to sell. But many other channels just do it for the sake of getting organic reach, to create brand awareness, recognition. Tell how to find the right goals for B2B.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really depends upon how you're creating. So one of the things that I like to focus on, I don't necessarily like to focus on selling direct on TikTok. I like to focus on getting the leads off of TikTok to my email list so that my email can sell. However, TikTok has a new service, a new program. It's called Service Plus. And so those people who are actually selling something that's not necessarily a physical product, it's mainly for live streams. So the businesses that are making the most amount of money on TikTok that have some type of service are utilizing live stream through Service Plus, because Service Plus allows you to be able to do a couple things. If you have a personal account, then you can set up a little, you can set up in your live stream and it'll alert them to send you a DM. And then, of course, once they DM you, they can give you your email address and you can sell that way. Otherwise, if you have a business account, you actually can have one of those built-in forms where people can click a button while you're on your live stream on TikTok and it automatically get them into a form. And then you can use something like Zapier to zap them to your system. So a lot of businesses are using live stream as a way of generating more revenue than any other way.
I see when some people can say it's too late to start posting content on TikTok or Instagram because many others have a lot of followers, recognition. But I remember when Gary Vaynerchuk said that today the number of followers don't play a huge role because it's more interest media, not social media. Like a few years ago, when to get some organic reach, you need to have a loyal audience. But today, if you post valuable content, you can get organic reach even with accounts with zero followers. Do you agree with that, or you think something different about that?
No, I agree with that. I mean, because you think about it, even if someone has all the followers in the world, it's not like when they post a piece of content that all of their followers get see their content, right? It's really about when you're creating content, the algorithm is going to send your content to the person who they think is interested. And it has nothing to do with your follower count number or with their follower count number. So you can get started right now on any social media platform. And if you are creating content specific to your demographic and you're intentional about what's happening in the video and your SEO, you can have an incredible amount of success with a very low amount of number of followers, because it's not a follower number doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make a lot of money. It just means that's how many people know you exist and have chosen to follow the account.
Yeah. And I'm interested about AI. especially today, it's a hot topic at any niche. And the last time I tested many tools, AI tools for video content creation, AI avatars, but I can't get great value with that. I can't get quality. I have a team of video designers, 5 people are there, and I usually tell them, test. It doesn't matter. You need to check new updates. You need to analyze. Probably in the future, we can win on this market, and we need to be ready to find out. What do you think about that? Is it ready today to use AI avatars or not?
Say that again. What's the question again?
The question, do you think, can we get quality by using AI avatars or not today?
I think yes and no. My friend Austin Armstrong, he owns a company called Syllabi, and they do a lot of AI content creation, and he does an incredible job with his AI, you know, platforms, and a lot of his clients do as well. Now, do I think that avatars right now are selling the most? No, I do not. Because we're conditioned to buy from humans or some type of human experience. But do I think that the rise of that is on? Oh, absolutely. With the avatars and the AI influencers. So that is something that is up and coming. It's not quite the norm right now by any means, but it's coming for sure.
Mm-hmm. So it's not ready, but do you think, can we have this future, or people still need this humans? I mean, like, to consume content from humans? What do you think about that?
I think it depends on what the content is. You know, there's some accounts that I follow on social media that are showcasing TV shows, and I have no idea who owns the account. And they're using AI to pull the clips from the TV shows, and you know, I'm watching those, but right now I am buying from humans. So I don't feel safe buying from an avatar right now, because, you know, I have to trust and believe that that brand, that outside of that avatar, that they're actually going to fulfill the thing that I just purchased. I don't think that we have the trust in the marketplace with that just yet. But I do think that will become a thing for sure. I think it's going to take a little while, because it's a lot to invest your money in something when you don't know if it really is real or not.
Yeah. Terminators are coming. So, by the way, I had a conversation with Austin Armstrong a few days ago. So I like his tool. We are going to test more and find out if it's valuable for us, because we use a bunch of tools, video tools, video editors, AI tools. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we are going to test this tool as well. Kelly, can you tell about learning audience before posting content? Many tools, data-driven tools, can provide some insights, but can you tell your methods? I mean, like, how to learn the target audience, or it's better just to post and figure out in the process?
No, I think that you need to know who you're trying to target, right? I don't think that you should be trying to learn an audience. I think that whatever it is that you're offering, you've already decided, here's what you offer and here's who you offer it to, right? So that's kind of like, I have two different accounts. One of my accounts is video marketing strategies, and I chose who I wanted to be my customer because I know who I enjoy coaching and who typically is attracted to me. And then my other account is more of an influencer account. And I said to myself, okay, I want to create content as me as a person. So who is going to be attracted to my content as a person? Who do I actually need to speak to? So I had to ask myself, what is my ultimate goal for the account? And then how am I going to show up there? And then I determined, all right, if I'm showing up in these types of ways, here's who I'm trying to attract with it. And then if I'm trying to be an influencer and work with brands, I have to go, okay, which brands am I trying to work with? And then what does that look like in terms of who I am and how I'm showing up and how I'm reaching the people that the brands want to connect with? So I feel like we have to choose who our audience is first, and then we can put it out there, unless you're creating like an AI type of account where you're just putting content out there to see who would be interested in it and then diving into it. So it just depends on your kind of like your intention.
Yeah. Like it. So valuable. I see some books on your background. Can you tell more about books? Because I love reading books. I get a lot of value. It's not like to use any, just data that you can find online. But for me, books can provide some human psychology. You can learn more how to craft your content. Can you tell more about books that you have on your background?
Yeah. So actually those aren't even, they're not even like marketing books at all. I wrote a book called Before You Quit Your Job. That's the little red book you guys are seeing back there. And then these are more like religious books, you know, outside of my, outside of work at religious, but like the books on the other side, those are more like leadership books. Because I wanted to, as a person, it's like, yeah, I can make money and all that, but I really wanted to become the best version of me as a person, because it's one thing to make a lot of money and to have a lot of influence. And there's another thing to be a good person, you know, by yourself and then to other people. So those are more like leadership growth books.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Anyway, it can help, you know, to learn something.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Let's talk about repurposing content. So our main topic, TikTok, Instagram, how to get organic reach on this social media, and many recommendations. You need to repurpose content to adjust this content according to your target audience, because audience can be different on Instagram, on TikTok, or probably they have different mindset. It depends what people are using now. For example, if they open Facebook, probably they want to stay in touch with friends. If they open LinkedIn, they're looking for a job or to sell something. So it depends on the audience. But what about TikTok and Instagram? I know many influencers have no time to repurpose content. They just post totally the same content. Do you agree with that? Or it's better to adjust something to according to the social media?
Yeah. So the social media platforms, they always want you doing what they want on their platform, which makes total sense. Like TikTok wants what it wants, LinkedIn, Instagram, they all want what they want, right? And so the perfect scenario is to be giving TikTok what it wants and giving Instagram what it wants, using each platform's features every single time you post there. That's like the perfect scenario when it comes to the platforms. But as business people, that doesn't work for us, because we're busy running our businesses. And so unless we have a full-time social media manager who's doing all those types of things, we don't really have the capacity for that. So typically what I do is, if I'm creating content, like general content, it's not Instagram specific, it's not TikTok specific, then I'll film it all in my phone, I'll edit it all in CapCut, and then I will schedule to all the different platforms, because it's not platform specific. It may just be video related or CapCut related, like editing related. If it's anything that is TikTok related, usually Instagram does not care about me posting on TikTok. They're just like, don't do it. So I will only post my TikTok tips on TikTok, right? If I'm teaching anything Instagram related, typically TikTok is like, you know, Instagram related, TikTok doesn't care about that. So people on my TikTok account will not consume my Instagram content. So I still film everything in my camera and I still edit everything in CapCut, and then we just distribute everywhere. So whether it's Instagram or TikTok, it all goes on LinkedIn, and it all goes on Facebook, and it all goes on YouTube Shorts. But I don't do that on Instagram or TikTok, because what I have seen is content suppression. Whenever I do that on either one of those two, it doesn't move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. You know, it's not often. I mean, like most people just repurpose totally the same content, but yeah. Like it. I want to ask about one question that I often get from many of my customers, most of them working in big corporations. So, and they are looking for ways to film faceless videos. I mean, like today we have this podcast. Basically, I see your face, you see mine. People can watch us on YouTube, on LinkedIn. But some people are not confident. Now, they have no experience with filming, shy. Well, it depends on the people. So can you tell about filming faceless videos? This format can get organic reach. I mean, like high organic reach. And what do you think about this format?
So I honestly don't have a lot of experience with faceless content, because I'm in the coaching and consulting industry. And so like my clients, they want to see me, they want to hear me. So I don't really,
yeah, I know.
I don't really do much faceless. And then I don't even encourage it for those that are in the coaching and consulting industry. But if somebody is trying to film content that's less of their face, then it's more like reaction content, where it's kind of like the main video is the largest and that person may be in like a little small screen or something like that. Now, I have seen a lot of faceless accounts pop up on social media, and some of them are growing because of other people's content, but it's really hard to monetize because you can't really be monetizing other people's content. And I saw a bunch of like Instagram accounts that popped up that grew very large faceless accounts, but they changed it and started showing their faces. And I think it's because they started realizing how much money they were not making, not showing their faces. So, but it depends on the type of account you're creating. So again, I was sharing earlier that I watch a lot of movies on TikTok and it's faceless accounts. I don't know who the account it is. I just know that this show is showing up and then I can watch all these different episodes of the show because somebody has created this faceless account and they're monetizing it through the amount of views that people are watching this content. So, and that's, I think that those are some of the things that I know that Syllabi does with Austin Armstrong, but I don't have a lot of experience with it because my main audience is always their faces on video. And so is mine.
Okay. Got it. And I remember when I decided to start my YouTube channel, that was like in 2017. And when that was time to film my first video, I had the feeling it's better to break my leg than to film this video. Without experience.
Yeah, for sure.
But consistency can make any miracle. I mean, like if you film, if you go ahead, by the way, you can just take your phone to film even like that, you know, to acquire this experience. And I have next question about consistency. Can you tell about this parameter? Because I see when people confuse quantity and consistency, and for example, some experts can say you need to post 4 times a day. Someone can say like 1 time a week. So I don't see one opinion about that. Can you tell how to find this balance?
Yeah. So I think that, and this is something I always tell people who are new to you creating content, that you want to get started with just the once a week, right? Because if a person is not used to creating content on a consistent basis on posting, asking them to post something twice a week or every day is just, it's not going to happen because it's not their norm to post like that. So I will tell a client that choose your day of the week, and that's the day of the week that you're going to be posting consistently for a little while until you've done that at least for 30 days. Then once you get beyond the 30 days and you're consistent, then go to 2 a week and then increase it to try to do where you're posting one piece of content per day. But a person has to develop a small muscle before they can become in a muscle competition, you know what I mean? And so I think trying to get somebody to start out posting multiple pieces of content a day or a week is just impossible. It's like, it's a proven success. It's a proven system to fail because they're just, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And you can burn out. I mean, like if it's tough, especially in the beginning, when you don't have this muscle, it's tough to take high weight, you know, but
exactly.
When you go step by step, you know, like going to gym, start small and grow a little bit. Yeah,
exactly. Love it.
You mentioned a few times about monetization. Can you tell your process how to monetize? Because especially if you speak about TikTok or Instagram, I often see when people have struggled to monetize this content. It's not like in website content where you can put a link or other call to action when people can click, but people can't click or they need to open profile to click. Can you tell your methods how to monetize?
Yeah. So I think that there's multiple different avenues for monetization. My main way that we monetize is through what I offer as a consultant. So we have like our digital courses and stuff. And so we, in our bio, like our bio is our real estate, you know, and on your profile, you've got who you are, what you do, and then you have an opportunity to put a link or multiple links there. And I always tell people that don't put your direct website link as the link, because when they go to your website, it's full of stuff, right? And people get confused and they get distracted by a million things, that you want to use something like a link tree, right? And then you're driving them to exactly what you want them to see. So like, if you go to one of my bio links, you're going to see where here's something for free, here's something small paid, here's something higher paid, and that's it, right? It's like, it's not a whole lot there as if you're going to go directly to my website. So I'm monetizing with that. But then there's also on the different platforms, there's different ways of getting paid. So like on TikTok, they have so many monetization ways to get paid. Very similar to YouTube, that as people watch your content over 1 minute, you're going to make a certain amount of money per views, and they're paying you that way. TikTok has a new program to where if you set up a live stream and people, for every 1,000 clicks, you get to the link, you get paid that way. Once you are actually live, people can give you money through live stream. You can work with, you can promote other people's products through TikTok Shop. TikTok just launched a new thing called TikTok One, where they're going to pay you for travel. It's like all these different monetization ways. If you're not specifically selling something yourself, you know, and then of course you can work with brands, whether that is a brand is paying you to create content and they're paying you a flat fee, or you can do the affiliate model. Like I just had somebody email me right before this. They have a software they want me to promote with an affiliate link, and I can choose to say, sure, I'll do that, or pay me this fee and an affiliate percentage, you know? So there's so many different avenues of monetization, but I think that initially a person should probably choose one, because if you're trying to learn and do all of them, it's just too much. It's really hard to like try to do all that at one time.
Yeah. It's like to become a jack of all trades, you know,
exactly.
Try to earn everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you can have your product, you can market other products, or yep. You just want to grow your audience and think in the future how to monetize and get results. It's perfectly fine as well.
Exactly.
I want to ask about the future. Can you forecast the future? What kind of future will be? Today we have AI and many things are changing, especially in SEO field. But what do you think about video? Are you expecting some big changes in the future?
I think that there's going to be a lot more. I think that LinkedIn video is going to get a lot better because it has no choice. Because with everything else doing what it's doing, and LinkedIn is kind of behind with Shorts, I think their LinkedIn video is going to become much better. I also think that LinkedIn is going to start paying people money to create videos on its platform because everybody else is paying for that. And LinkedIn needs that traffic. Like they just do, or somebody's going to replace them. So I think that that's one thing that's going to happen with video. I think that AI, people are going to become more comfortable with AI video, AI avatars. I think it's going to take some time, but I think it's going to become a real thing. And then I think live shopping on video is going to become more prevalent because you've got Amazon live shopping, you got TikTok live shopping. And I think that the Instagram live shopping and all the other ones are going to they're really going to expand even the more, I think, in the nearest future, because it's a great way for brands to get their products in front of people. It's a great way for influencers to promote products. And it's a great way for people who say, I don't want a full-time job. Like, I don't want to leave the house and go into an office. I want to work from home. And I think that they're going to be doing a lot more live shopping from their homes and studios than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting about that. LinkedIn charges more than any other social media for paid marketing, but don't pay content creators for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting. Let's talk about sales funnel. You mentioned many times about monetization, how to earn money, for long videos, it's more simple to earn money. And I remember one data that from 1 billion views with long videos on YouTube, content creators earn $55,000. 1 billion views on Shorts on YouTube, they earn like $400, less than 100 times. So then with long format, it's understandable because with long formats, you can make presentation, you can convince longer, you can give more insights and to submit call to action in the end. But how to do it with short videos? I mean, it's tough to create long content, but anyway, any brand wanna sell. So tell your methods, how to monetize. To consider sales funnel, bottom funnel for short videos.
So with regards to short videos on YouTube, I think that the monetization on YouTube is terrible for short videos. But I think that they're going to change that because they have no choice at some point in time. But one of the things that I always tell people when it comes to sales funnels is that you got to have a funnel created, period, because one of your videos is going to pop off. One short video, one long video, more than likely is going to be a short, is going to explode. And you want to be able to capture some of that traffic that's going to happen, right? So like, I have clients all the time who they'll go viral and they'll say, what do I do? And they don't have to do anything because they already have a link in their bio with something people can opt into, but also something people can buy. And when these short videos are taken off, people are looking for what it is that you have. And if you already have these sales funnels created, then it's everything. That's like right now, our team, we're doing like a 3-day video challenge in September. And what we're doing currently is we're making sure that our funnel is ready, right? And we're going to create content that's going to drive people to the funnel of free things. And then once these thousands of people come into that funnel, then all the upsells are going to happen from there. So you come in, you get something for free. We'll offer you something for $10, then $27, then $100, then $300, then $1,000, you know, and all of that is automatically set up. And our job was to create it and perfect it, then drive the traffic to it, you know? And so I think that if a person is going to use short video, then you have to bank on that one of these days, one of these videos is going to go viral, and you have to prepare your funnel to make sure that like you don't have to do anything when that happens, because most times it happens when you don't think it's going to happen. Like you may be sleeping, you may be doing whatever it is you're doing, and you don't have time to get that together. But if it's already there, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like it. You mentioned about viral video. Do we need to try to film viral video, or it's better to be consistent, just to film a lot to test, and one of these videos can become viral?
I think that every business should be trying to create at least one video that goes viral. I don't think that most videos will go viral, but I think that if you learn how to structure your videos and you give your brand the creativity, the opportunity to create content that could go viral, then you're guaranteed to have viral success. Do I think you should try to make every video go viral? No, because there's no guarantee of that. But I think that you should be trying with your content to make some things go viral, because who wouldn't want to have a viral piece of content, you know, during a launch of something, you know?
Yeah, awesome. And I have my final question about one method. For example, let's summarize everything what we have. But if our listeners can take only one advice from this conversation, what you can tell them to do?
Get started with TikTok. I think that there's a lot of business people or people in general who saw what happened with TikTok in 2020, 21, 22, 23, 24, and kept just waiting and kept waiting. And they're still like, this app is still around. This app has changed how social media operates. Like TikTok changed how everything functions in terms of social media marketing. Yeah. And it's still here. It's not going anywhere. Like the US is not banning it. They're trying to partner with it so they can profit from it, right? And I would strongly encourage people to stop waiting on something magical to happen with TikTok. It already has happened, right? It's nowhere near too late to get on, but at some point in time, it will be.
Yeah, nice. You know, TikTok, it's only one social media that I removed like 7 times because it's addictive. You know, sometimes when I need to focus on my job to grow my business, but when I start to watch these funny videos, I can't stop like for 2 hours, you know. I made limits on my iPhone, you know, not longer than 50 minutes a day, but it doesn't work because when you get this message, your limit is out, you can click, okay, you want to continue with that. Yeah. So yeah, it's very addictive social media, and I understand why you need to jump on this social media, because this social media can recommend content that people see. So I don't have the same experience with LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn, but it's far from that. I mean, like on LinkedIn, if I get videos, it can become boring like in a few minutes. On TikTok, Never you will right, watch exactly. all content. Yeah, mm-hmm. Kenny, it's a big pleasure to get on my show, to learn from you. I love this experience. Thanks a lot. Come back anytime, you know, to share more valuable insights. So tell our audience the best way how to reach out to you, how to connect with you.
Yeah, so you guys can connect with me here on LinkedIn, Kenya Kelly, but I'm also Kenya Kelly on everything. So you can go to my profile here on LinkedIn and click on my website, and it'll take you to all my social handles, but I'm literally Kenya Kelly on every single social media platform.
Awesome. Guys, if you check out my LinkedIn profile, you can find that I share Kenya Kelly. So you can find the link there. You can find on this podcast episode on Apple, Spotify. Listen us. Thanks a lot. Again, you know, a big pleasure. So valuable. You know how to share value. And what I love in your side that you do what you preach. You know, it's very important because, you know, if you just try to teach without having practical experience, it doesn't work. Okay, guys. Love you. See you.